Episode number 3. This is Anthony Gauthier for Your Journey to PA School, and you're listening to Lunch with a PA. This week, I sit with my friend Jennifer Huey. She graduated from Yale University's PA program. Let's see what she has to say about her journey to PA school. Let's get started. Welcome to Lunch with a PA, where I interview fellow PAs, providing you tips and motivations to guide you along your journey to PA school. Also, I wanted a reason to go out to lunch with my friends. All right, well, I'm here with my good friend, Jen Huey. Hey, Jen, thanks for coming and speaking with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so actually, Jen and I work together, and it's a lot of fun. Even though our schedules are kind of different, we don't get to hang out too much, but it's nice to have this time to sit and talk and catch up and learn about your journey towards PA school. So, Jen, when did you kind of first realize you wanted to become a PA?
Well, I first learned about PA, what the PA is, in college when I was thinking about becoming a physical therapist, actually. And then I learned about PA, and that was a much better fit.
Yeah, did you play any sports growing up?
I did. I played tennis, and I ran cross country and track, and I did.
Did you have any major injuries or anything that happened to you?
I did not.
No?
No.
Because it's funny, I find that most people that kind of get into orthopedics had that kind of sports athletic background. Like myself, I played sports growing up, and I actually got hurt playing baseball my senior year of high school, and that kind of got me down the path of medicine.
Yeah.
And I was the same way. I wanted to get into physical therapy, and then kind of found out that PA was actually more of a route that I kind of wanted to
That's exactly. So my mom was a physical therapist, and so I just saw her growing up, you know, doing physical therapy things, and I thought that was the way, you know, my path was going to be. And I did a couple internships in physical therapy, and it just wasn't for me.
Yeah, I had a similar situation where I worked at a physical therapy clinic my last year of undergrad, and realized that it just wasn't something I could see myself doing for the rest of my career.
Absolutely. That was
so
exactly me too.
It's funny, and I've come across other people that are in orthopedics have very similar stories. Mm-hmm. So it's funny that as different as we are, we all have some kind of unique path that got us there, very similar.
Yeah,
now,
very true.
When you went for, where'd you go for undergrad?
I went to UC Davis.
Oh, okay. And then you were doing things to lead up towards physical therapy at the time?
Yeah, I was just taking the prerequisite courses. I mean, a lot of it's the same.
Yeah.
You know, anatomy, biology.
And was there any point that kind of helped you realize, like, I wanted to go towards PA when you're undergrad?
Well, I think it was when I did an internship and it just didn't interest me. Uh-huh. And then actually it was a really good friend of mine. She was interested in PA and told, I had no idea about it. I was thinking about going pre-med, and she told me about PA, and I said, that sounds like a way better fit for me. And then I started researching it and then doing things, you know, to go towards PA school.
Nice. Did you ever get a chance to shadow any PAs when you're leading up to it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, cool.
I did. I actually shadowed PAs, nurse practitioners, and doctors, you know, to kind of see what I liked.
Awesome. Yeah, that way you kind of get the whole field and see what you like better and what things you want to fit in towards. So that's really cool that you had that opportunity. I know a lot of people, I try to recommend that they shadow a PA, especially if they're interested in becoming a PA, because you'll read it online and in blogs and you'll hear about it. But once you actually get a chance to shadow someone, see what they do on the day-to-day basis, then it could really kind of help solidify if you want to take that route or not.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's like a must.
Exactly. So you had that great opportunity where you got to shadow different medical specialties, and then you went to PA school, and you went to Yale for PA school?
I did.
Great. And how did you like that?
I loved it. It was great. It was a hard transition because I'm from California, and moving back east was hard. But after I acclimated, it was one of the best experiences of my life.
And then kind of leading up to apply and get into PA school, was there something that you know now that would help you out if you were going back and say you're applying in this day and time, what would you do differently?
Probably really work on, like, you know, medical experience, you know, shadowing beforehand, just really, really understanding the role of a PA and try to be exposed to as many PAs as possible in different areas.
Right. And would you say that most of your hands-on medical experience was in the physical therapy field?
After undergrad, before I applied for PA school, I worked at a nursing home as a nursing aide. So I guess I got most of my experience through that.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so you had that direct kind of hands-on patient care.
Yeah, and I think the hands-on is like the big thing.
Right. A lot of the PA programs want you to have, you know, at least some experience, and some are actually requiring a certain number of hours, so it's always good to look into
Absolutely.
That ahead of time.
Yeah.
But so you went off to Yale, mm-hmm. and how was it there? Was it difficult as far as you said being from the West Coast and moving to the East Coast? So that's got to be a difficult transition. But how about the program itself? I know PA schools are intense, but what do you find you were doing? Study groups, or were you?
Yeah, a lot. Study groups. I mean, it was a lot of studying, that's for sure. But I think because it was so interesting, and the medicine part was so interesting to me, it was way better than those, you know, undergrad anatomy classes, biology. And this is right. just to another level that I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I feel that once you're in PA school, you really start to enjoy it more so because you feel like you can apply it, or you're learning about things that you're actually going to be able to apply, as opposed to undergrad, you're learning just kind of foundational organic chemistry and biology
physics.
And it's things that for the majority of us aren't really going to be used on a day-to-day basis. But in PA school, you actually start doing hands-on things, learning about diseases you're going to see on a day-to-day basis.
Yes. And I thought, you know, our class was, it's small. I think it was like 30-something people. And so we got to know our, you know, our classmates really, really well. Mm-hmm. And they became, you know, like family.
Nice.
For a couple of years.
Yeah, it's at Western, where I went to, ours was the opposite. We had about 90 some odd students. So,
yeah, that's big.
But you break off into your groups and you find your core friends, and then you still become lifelong friends. Are you still friends with some of the people you went with?
Definitely lifelong. Mm-hmm. And most people stayed. There's only a handful that came back to the West Coast, and most people are on the East Coast, so we don't see each other much, but mm-hmm. we still keep in touch.
And then what was your favorite part of PA school? Do you have a favorite aspect that you remember?
Was probably well, definitely the friends I made. That's mm-hmm. one of my favorite things. And all, I mean, honestly, all of it. I loved.
You love the challenges of it all.
I love the challenges. I love the rotations. For me, living in a totally different place was so great.
Yeah.
It was really, really helpful. You know.
No, that's awesome, because one thing for me, I wanted to stay in Southern California, but I did apply and interview at Cornell and their programs in Manhattan, and so I went there and. You know, Southern California surfer guy, go out to Manhattan, the city, the big lights and everything, the fast pace. And I just walking around and interviewed there, and afterwards just kind of hanging out, exploring the area and saying, can I see myself being here? And for me personally, it was kind of tough because I think I would have gotten overwhelmed. And honestly, I probably would have got caught up and lost in just the hustle and bustle of New York and Manhattan, and probably wouldn't have been able to focus and study and do as well as I needed to do.
We would take the train into the city, you know, and I mean, had such good times there, but it was nice because we were far away from that.
Yeah.
You know, New Haven's a pretty kind of sleepy town, so.
Yeah, so you just get out every once in a while for those big, you know, big fun times, so that's good. But, and since you're out away from family and friends mostly, right? So then how do you cope with, like, work, school life balance and things like that?
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, the friends really became family. I mean, we would have Thanksgiving, and if I didn't come home for holidays, which I did come home, you know, for big holidays, but we'd have Thanksgiving and Easter together, and we'd just do fun things, you know, as a group of classmates. And we made other, we had friends in the medical school and the nursing school program too, and there were international students that we became friends with. So it was really a nice community.
Good. And then as far as, you know, first year is the didactic year, and then you get into clinicals, and I'm sure you have some great stories about clinical year, you know, because that's when you really start applying everything and you get to practice what you spent all that time studying. So what are some of the memorable moments that you could think of from your clinical rotations, anything that sticks out?
I had a really interesting rotation in New Haven, and it was on a community, it was like a community mobile clinic. You know, that would just go and drive around, and you pick up needles, and you would give, you know, healthcare to, I mean, anything that you could imagine. Like, we'd see people with scabies versus, you know, pregnant people, you know, and pregnant women and kids. And that was such a great experience, just to be out in the community and just to help people who didn't have access to healthcare or wouldn't normally, you know, go to the doctor.
And being on the West Coast myself and doing my PA program here and helping and mentoring aspiring PAs, I get a lot of questions about PA programs in other states, especially Yale and some of the other ones on the East Coast. What are some of the things that kind of helped you decide you wanted to go there? Was there anything that like really stuck out that?
Yeah, I liked how they were affiliated with medical school, and then the resources there are just amazing. Honestly, I didn't get into that many programs, so I didn't have, you know, like huge things to decide on. So, but I liked the city. I liked that it was small. I liked how it was set up.
Nice. And then how about, you mentioned they're associated with the medical school. Did you, any of your courses, were you in classes with med students or nursing students?
Yeah, we
or?
Did all of our like anatomy, all of our dissection was always with the medical students. Mm-hmm. So you'd, that was pretty much it though. Just anatomy. Okay. Yeah, everything else was direct, you know, their specific PA, but anatomy is with the medical students.
Then as far as your clinical rotations, were you guys kind of set with one specific hospital or location, or did you go out to various areas?
Various areas. Like, I mean, there was different ones in Connecticut that, you know, you could drive to. And then the primary care rotations, which were all 2 months, those were all elsewhere, you know. Mm-hmm. So I went to Maine for 2 months, to Bangor, Maine, in a rural area, and that was super interesting. And you could also set up your own rotations, too. If you wanted to.
Right. So, no, that's good. It's kind of nice to get that experience. It's like yourself, you kind of took yourself out of that comfort zone, went out to Connecticut, lived this East Coast life. And then you finished up school, and then did you come back to California?
I did. I mean, there was a little part of me that said, maybe I could stay, you know, maybe I could stay out there. But my boyfriend at the time, who's now my husband, you know, he was out here, all my family's in the West Coast, so I knew eventually I'd come back.
Oh, so you were doing the bi-coastal thing for the relationship? How is that? Was that tough?
You know, it's funny because I look back, and so I met him a month before I left for PA school, so we didn't know each other very well, and so doing it long distance, it was just all on the phone, so we got to know each other really well. Mm-hmm. And so, and he came out a lot, I'd come home, so I probably saw him once a month, which is pretty good.
Oh, that's awesome for the bi-coastal. Hey, you know, nowadays with airfare being not as expensive and a little more accessible, and the internet and Skyping and things like that, kind of make it a lot easier for some people in relationships.
Does. Yeah, and I had some classmates, I remember I had a classmate who became pregnant in PA school, and it was tough, but she ended up, I think she took an extra year because she took some time off. There are a lot of people who are married that, you know, you can do it.
You definitely can do it. Same situation for my class. There are people that are married and had children. Yeah. There are people in serious relationships. So you could definitely persevere and make it work.
Absolutely.
It's possible. And so you finished up. Did you find that when you're finishing up your clinical rotations, most people are getting job offers right out the gate?
Yeah, I'd say a lot of people, especially if you wanted to stay in the area, either on rotations, you know, we're getting job offers, or just good connections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the importance of networking is
I
always stress the importance, because like myself, this was my first job out of PA school. I've done my final clinical rotation here in Long Beach with the orthopedic group, and they offered me a position.
Yeah.
So all I had to do was pass my boards and get my license, and then I had a job. So it's great to have that feeling. But how about yourself? So you finished up PA school. Did you move back to California and then look for a job, or did you find
a
job?
Yeah, I moved back to California. I took my boards out here and then looked for a job.
Mm-hmm.
So it took about probably 2-3 months, you know, being out here. I mean, I took a little time off, too.
So once I finished PA school, I took the month after off, and I went and traveled, went to Costa Rica, and then did a lot of camping, and just tried to get outside of that. I felt like for school, I was always stuck indoors, so I wanted to do the opposite. I traveled, I was at the beach, I just hiked, I just wanted to do everything outdoors as possible, because I knew once I started my job, I'll be stuck indoors again, so I wanted to just...
Were you already married?
No, I didn't get married till shortly after I started working here.
Okay.
So my girlfriend and I, we had a serious relationship. And once I started working here, then I proposed that we got married like a year after I worked here.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
I kind of wanted to be done with school, have a job, be financially kind of set and settled before popping the question.
Yeah, but that's good. That's good planning.
She was, kind enough to stick it out through the process. Yeah. And we're living in different cities, but only about 45 minutes apart.
Yeah.
And we'd see each other almost every weekend and talk on the phone every time.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier for my situation than yours.
Well, but it also helped me because I think being long, I mean, I could just focus, on school.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to think about, you know, another relationship. I just focus on that and then have fun, make friends, and then, you know, see him when he came out.
Right.
Yeah, it was worked out for us.
And so what was your first job that you got?
Once so my first job mm-hmm. was in Inglewood with a rheumatologist.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Did you know you wanted to do orthopedics while you're going through your clinical rotations and schooling
no.
and everything?
I mean, to be quite honest, orthopedics was probably my least favorite. And it was probably more for, you know, in school, a lot of the orthopedic residents were just these big jockey males. And I don't know, I guess maybe I was intimidated. And so I did rheumatology for that year. And then I started looking for another job because it wasn't a good fit. And then I found this job in Santa Monica with a spine surgeon. And I went there and I loved it. It was great. And then after that, I went to Harbor UCLA mm-hmm. for 10 years and just a general ortho. And now I'm back in spine.
Right. So yeah. I remember when you first came over here and started up, it was nice because I was the first PA for the group, and then we got Carlos.
Yeah.
And then once you came on board, I was so excited because I'm like, we got to get more of us here.
Yeah, I know.
Strength in numbers.
I know. I feel like I'd only want to go to a practice where there were PAs, you mm-hmm. know, just because they're familiar with them. The patients are more familiar with them. They're open to it.
I agree. When I started here, it was a unique situation. They had a sports medicine fellowship. So uh-huh. they're used to having a fellowship is basically the final year for orthopedic surgeons to do their training. They had sports medicine here, and I was the PA. So everyone kind of assumed I was a sports medicine uh-huh. fellow. And then they realized when I was still here for the next year, they thought maybe something happened. And the third year I was here, then patients start realizing I wasn't a
like,
fellow.
Oh, you're here. Yeah.
And so it was a little tough transition. I'd be constantly educating patients and explaining I'm a physician assistant, what my role is, what I can do, because they're so used to seeing the physicians and then the fellows. Mm-hmm. So it was a unique situation. I think it was really helpful for me because I got to do a lot and learn quite a bit as my first job here.
Definitely.
So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But... And I know we work in the same setting. You're doing spine, I'm doing more sports medicine. Mm-hmm. But how would you describe your work day in about one sentence? How can you sum it up?
I think my work day is busy, challenging, and fulfilling.
That's an excellent way to put it. Yeah. I feel the same way. Some days you get to clinic and you just look at the list and see the patients and you think, how the heck am I going to get through this in the allotted amount of time that I have?
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, the day is over and you're excited you did well and helped patients out and you get to go home and
enjoy. I mean, there's something that I enjoy about you meet a patient and you kind of really find out what's wrong with them, even the grumpy ones. You try to just like break them down and be like, okay, I get why you're grumpy. And usually it goes pretty well, you know, and they end up feeling better after they leave.
That's a commonality I found between physician assistants is that we kind of have a little bit more of a compassion aspect to it with the patients. It's not just, what's wrong with you? This is how we'll fix it. Move on to the next one. I feel we kind of sit back, get to know the patient better, and try to help them out and get better. I have so many patients that I feel have become good friends over the years because you just build a rapport. You learn about their grandchildren and their family, and they ask about my kids and things like that.
Absolutely. So it's like more of a give and take, and you know so much about them, they kind of want to know about you too.
Mm-hmm. And it makes just your daily job a lot easier when you have that rapport with the patients and not just, like you said, grumpy patients that are always complaining, because you can't work in a job day to day when people are constantly, all you're doing is listening to people complain all day long. Yeah. It just wears on you and you get high burnout rates.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you feel like you have good work-life balance and family time and things?
I do. I mean, you know, I only work part-time now, mm-hmm. so I, you know, am a mom of two. So on my days off, I'm usually in the classroom or running around doing, you know, taking them to sports and stuff like that. So I find it's a very good balance for me because I love being a PA and I would hate to stop working. And yet, you know, I have an outside life that I enjoy too.
And that's just another beauty to our profession mm-hmm. is that there's a lot of flexibility. You could kind of work the schedule you want and have that family work-life balance.
Absolutely.
And I'm the same way. I feel like I'm able to be home now with my kids at dinner time and just be able to spend time with them on the weekends and
mm-hmm.
just really fun.
It is important.
Well, now I have a segment that I like to call Drop Some Knowledge.
Okay.
So what is one piece of advice or wisdom you'd tell aspiring PAs?
Just don't give up. You know, I applied my first year and didn't get in, and I applied a second year and got in, you know, to a great school. So I just say don't give up, and if that's really what you want to do, it will happen.
That's excellent advice. I agree. It's all about perseverance. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. some people get discouraged because they apply to PA school and they don't get in that first year. You have to realize what kind of held you back from getting in, uh-huh. learn from that, and improve upon it so that you could apply next year.
Yeah, I remember one of the interview questions was they asked me, the head of the PA school asked me, what are you going to do if you don't get in next year? And my answer was, I'll apply again. You know, they want to know that you want to be a PA.
Yeah, perseverance. Mm-hmm. Keep working hard one step at a time. It's a long journey, but just do one step at a time and you'll get there as long as you keep working hard. Well, Jen, went great.
Thanks so much for having me.
It was fun. It's so nice because we see each other all the time in clinic, yeah. but we're so busy we don't actually get a chance to sit and talk. So thank you very much. I know a lot of the aspiring PAs listening are going to pick up some good tips. And
great.
Well, I'll see you around.
Yeah, see you soon.
All right, thanks. Bye. Bye. Again, I'd like to thank my friend Jen Huey for stopping by and speaking with me today. She provided some great insight and motivations. Hopefully you find it helpful. If you have questions or ideas for future podcasts, feel free to email me at journeytopaschool@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. That's 3 podcasts under my belt, and I can't wait to continue and do more. Remember, guys, keep working hard, and I can't wait till the day to call you a fellow PA. Take care. I'm out.